So I was just in Texas. Texas is wild, too. Like, Texas is... Yeah, no, I know, dude. I tell my friends on the coast I'm going to Texas, and they're like, don't get shot by a rodeo clown. I feel like there is kind of a fascination with Texas. For the past few election cycles, in the lead up to the election, you'll start seeing articles and analysis come out that's like, hey, don't look now. This might be the year. The world's not ready for a blue Texas. This might be the year that Texas turns. And then every election night, Texas is just like, gotcha, queers! Yeehaw! Y'all actually bought that shit, huh? No, we wilder than ever, baby. We got abortion posses. We're FedEx and Mexicans. What's up? Let's go. You want some? We'll send you some. What kind do you want? We got all kinds. We got regular Mexicans, Costa Rican Mexicans, Guatemalan Mexicans. You name it, buddy. So it's just in.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Nerds, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
And special guest, Special K.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. It sounds like somebody forgot how to do this.
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute.
It's been a long minute.
Well, yeah, I think this is only the third time that we've had Brandon in the studio.
Yeah, since you've had this, you've built this.
Third?
This belt.
Yeah.
I was here for, this is the second time I've been here with him. Jesus, man.
Yep.
You suck.
Yeah, I know.
My $10,000 nothingness.
No, it's a...
We use it all the time. I mean, you use it to record.
But I could sit with my laptop in the bathroom and shoot water at my butt with the bidet.
Surprised you're not.
That's a hell of an idea with you moving to Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I played the little bit from Trey Crowder. Do you guys know who Trey Crowder is?
Yeah.
I've heard the voice.
The liberal redneck. Mm-hmm. Reason number two is... Let me pull up a... email here from, I've gotten three of them now. Whoops, it's
Zillow trying to sell you a house?
No.
Oh. I no. Get those.
Zillow trying to sell this house.
Oh.
Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester, who's one of his touring buddies for comedy.
Yeah.
They would like to come on the show to promote their book.
No, I'm good with that.
And was wondering if we would like to have him.
I'm all for it. That'd be awesome.
That'd be sweet.
So.
That'd be awesome. I'd go for it. Yeah.
I love Trey Crowder. And I think that was one of the reasons they found me, because all my socials are Renerdish, uh-huh. And I follow Trey on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook.
Right. Oh, he sees the name.
So. Well, and it just pops up as a podcast, and they're like, well, we're looking to tour the book around and advertise for free wherever we can type deal, right?
Yeah. No, I'd love to. That'd be awesome.
So I have not emailed him back. I wanted to talk to you.
And I would say the joke about Texas does crack me up, because I mean, it's one of those things that there are a lot of Hispanics in Texas, yeah. Which it's a lot of people are surprised. And it's like, well, I mean, technically it was Mexico first.
Aren't all the city names Hispanic? Well, yeah, San Antonio.
It was Mexico first. It was Mexico, then it became Texas, and then it became part of the United States.
I'm pretty sure, according to Rosetta Stone, Dallas is Spanish too for shitty team.
I think so.
God.
El Shitto.
Did you see the video that I sent you?
I did not watch it. I saw it was sent. Oh.
You got to watch that one. It's Trey Lance, basically. They're talking to Trey Lance about how he's going to, you know, do this and do that. You know, it'll be fine. And Dak's like, I'm not worried. I'll just throw the ball to the other team like always.
Jesus.
And then through the whole thing, he's like, I'll just keep throwing the whole time. And then the coach is like, wait, Trey, wait, be wait. Ready.
Dude, no. We're trying to be serious right now, okay? No.
So this asshole, hold on here. I got to look it up so I can find it and put it on the computer here real quick. He had one, I swear to God, he just had it sitting in the fucking
what?
Queue.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on here. Let me find it. And then I guess we'll get into my bullshit day.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just start my bullshit day while I'm trying to look this the fuck up. So last night, eat dinner. I decided to go lay across the bed in front of the air conditioner. Just kind of cool off, relax a little bit, right?
And by that, he means he had the air conditioner blowing up his butthole.
Like, nope, always on my face. Always on my face. If I want cool down there, I sit on the toilet. That bidet
spray
is,
the water.
That bidet is chill.
Yeah.
Right? So, and I'm sitting there, and I look at my phone. It's 9 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, I should probably get up and help put Toby to bed and say goodnight and, you know, that type of shit. And so I do. And as I got up, I went, oh. Like, maybe just thinking, and that's probably what I ended up doing. Like, oh, I rolled wrong, and it stuck to my thigh type deal and just kind of squished her a little bit. Been there. And kind of just bounced around. And then we go to bed, 10:30. Tasha's kind of laying on my back shoulder, and I'm squirting. She's like, what is wrong? I'm like, my nut hurts. Like, I don't. And she's like, what? And she's like, I just don't get male genes. Like, I don't understand what's going on with your body parts. She's probably told me that 20 times since last night. Her tits aren't inside.
No, but fallopian.
We'll continue this story, but woke up this morning.
Kevin doesn't. Special K does not understand like anatomy.
I just know there's three holes because I've been corrected.
Woke up this morning and
anyway.
A little sore still. It went to work and I had to do a little reset at work, so a lot of up and down and bullshit. And walk outside, and I'm with a coworker, and she can just see me wincing and kind of, I kept adjusting myself against the car. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, it's personal. She's like, we talk about our poops. Like, right. Not that personal. Yeah.
Tell me you have a hemorrhoid and we can just move on with this. Well,
yeah, I was like, my nut hurts. Like, I don't know what the fuck, but my nut hurts. And she's like, oh, we went to breakfast this morning. And while we're sitting in the car waiting for the boss to get there, I'm in fucking tears. Like, 10 pain level.
Oh, no.
And so the boss is like, dude, we don't fuck around with that shit. I'm going to need you to just go.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Go get your shit figured out.
And so went to the doctor. So I went to urgent care over here. Mm-hmm. And I came home first because I don't know when I got shy.
Did you like go trim up or something?
No, just
I want to know what the conversation is. I mean, how do you have that conversation with like the urgent care? Just like walk in and be like, excuse me, my nut hurts.
So I checked it online. Okay. And it says, what are you here for? And I was very medical. I said testicular pain.
Testicular pain.
So when I went in and checked in,
they still laughed at us.
They didn't repeat it. So normally they're like, oh, we're here to look at your, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They didn't fucking say shit, you know. Sure. Oh, you're here for back pain or, oh, you're here for a headache or,
yeah.
They didn't say a fucking word. And I go in and the first lady comes in to do the blood pressure and stuff. And she's like, so your testicles hurt? And I was like, what's my temperature? what's my temperature?
Do you see my blood pressure rising right now?
So the doctor walks in and she's like, what'd you do? You know,
you got kicked or...
And probably around me and Brandon's age, mid 40s, okay. A little bigger lady, Texas draw or Southern draw, you know,
nice Southern belle.
She called me hon like 20 times,
bless your heart,
but made you feel comfortable,
right?
And then she's like, well, the time has come. She's like, drop him. I'm like, this is why I didn't come right away. Like, I'm like,
prepare.
I'm sitting there going, like, it's one thing for me to pull my nut out and funny, ha ha, like, right. Look at my ball.
Yeah.
And it's another thing to just,
I don't know,
here's all of it. Right?
Here's everything.
It's one of the same reasons I don't poop in public.
Right.
Because I'm afraid somebody's going to notice my shoe.
Yeah.
And go out and talk shit at the bar about the guy wearing the blue Skechers who made really loud dumps, you know?
He sprayed the
like,
balls.
I'd be sitting there talking to, well, now
we know
my wife,
he would have
back
really
in the day,
big dumps.
Talking to a girl, and he'd come up and go, you don't want him, dude. I heard him blowing his fucking colon out. Like, you know, I can just picture, I drop trout, and this lady walks in the back, and she's like, he's got three testicles and no penis. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I've heard of micro penis, but damn.
Yeah. You know, like, what kind of shit? What kind of shit was being taught? So, anyways, I drop him. She's like fucking inspecting. Like, she's got to be this close.
Getting all up in there. The
just fucking. And she would grab it and twist it one way and nothing. And then she'd grab it and twist it the other way. And I'm like she's like, that. So it hurts that way. Okay. Yep. And she'd type something on the computer real quick. And she'd come back over. And she'd like push it a different way.
Yeah. It hurts with a counterclockwise turn.
But
the tip, does that hurt?
Yes. When I stood in front of her and I was like, yeah, this is why I didn't come. Like the anxiety. Right. She's like, yours isn't the first dick I've seen today. It ain't going to be the last dick I see today. She's like, it's what we do. We're medical professionals. And she's like, to be honest with you, I didn't like any of the dicks I saw because I'm a lesbian.
Perfect.
Jesus.
So the entire...
So now my whole thought was, she's not going back there going, yeah, he's got three testicles. Right. She's going back there, he's got two testicles in the bean. I found the bean.
Yep. I finally found the clip.
Yeah.
But real come to... And she's like, I'm going to send you to go get imaging done. Like, yeah. Something's not right, is basically what you told me.
It's tender.
But here's what... So Mike knows that I had this before, where I legit twisted.
Yeah.
And like he tied had into to a have square an air hole in my pee hole and blow up my scrotum and all that shit.
Right. You told me this story.
Yeah. Yep. And I got questions now, though. So when that happened, I went to... Same type of anxiety, nervousness about dropping trout. So I went to my family doctor. Who I'd had my whole life.
Right.
And he stuck two fingers in my ass.
And this was more.
Never touched my balls, mind you.
Never like a sports physical?
Never touched my... No, throughout his life, he's touched my balls. Oh, okay. This particular day, he never touched my balls. I went in tears. Like, the pain was 10 times worse than it was today.
Right.
I was like, my balls... Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. My balls hurt. Yeah. He goes, grab the table... Stuck two fingers in my asshole and said, get to the hospital now. You're going to lose your nut.
How did he know?
And he... I don't go to school for 8 fucking
that.
Years.
I think he already knew. He just wanted to stick two fingers
so
in
this
his
is
ass.
What I'm getting to. This is what I'm getting to, right? Now, mind you, that's 21, 22 years ago.
Right.
Sport or medicine changes constantly, you know. It's constantly evolving.
But you had to touch it.
But when she touched... Okay. There's no fingers in my ass today, but she touched it, and
it's because she was a lesbian.
And was like, she goes, I can't guarantee it's twisted. She goes, I'm going 50-50. She goes, I don't think it's fully twisted, but my worry is it's starting to twist or it's kinked. And that's what we want to get checked out.
It's kinked
because
we don't want you to have any more kids.
But she was like, I can turn it one way. But I and no pain, but if I turn it the other way, pain. Right. So she's like, I'm worried that it's... She goes, in best case scenario, it's the sprain I have. She's like, it's a couple days off, no, you know, high whatever activity.
Yeah.
And...
No long jumping.
Yeah. So needless to say, I get this, and she called and scheduled the appointment, because she's like, if you do it, you won't get in for another week.
Oh, shit.
And she's like, if it's bad, you'll lose that testicle by then. Like, we want to get you. So I'm going to have my people call.
One
we'll get you
mat.
In today.
We're going to push it through.
So 3:50 was my appointment. So instantly I messaged both you guys. Yeah. I messaged Mike, and it couldn't have been 30 fucking seconds later. 30 fucking seconds later, Mike sends me this.
I'm like, uh-oh, what's wrong with your dick?
Last time I tried to use my dick on a home intruder, I got in way more trouble. The cops were pretty upset, the intruder needed counseling, and I'm on a list. Just use a gun.
When a guy tells me he owns a gun, I'm like, uh-oh, what's wrong with your dick?
Last time I tried to use my dick on a home intruder, I got in way more trouble. The cops were pretty upset.
Like, he had that in a filed marked friends with dick injury. Like, it had to have been fucking there. He was like, I don't know any friends that have had dick injuries in decades. But one day, these motherfuckers, one of them's going to have... I'm friends with a lot of crazy fuckers. There's going to be a crazy dick injury, and I got a file for it. It's fucking going down.
I got the link saved.
Oh, yeah, it came across. I'm like this
right now.
Oh, beautiful.
Let me see. Let me see if it's timestamp. 2:24 is when you sent me that video. Let me see. I'm going to see when I messaged him. 2:18.
6 minutes. That's impressive.
That is.
6 minutes for the best reply.
Yep.
I don't even know what I think I just threw like obscenities at you.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like, he had to have had a injured dick file.
Yes.
I knew it would go to you, too. I mean, like I said, you've already had the torsion, you know, the testicle torsion once.
Was it the same side?
Yeah.
So I wonder if there was an injury.
And one of the things in the MyChart thing, we're gonna start calling him Lefty. Does say it's either in the MyChart or Google. Don't fucking Google.
No, I made my brother.
We're gonna call him Lefty from here now on.
I Google. Let's see. I Google.
I don't even know which testicle.
Why does my right testicle hurt? Right. That's what I fucking Googled.
Oh no.
Do you know there's a thing called sperm cramps?
What?
Yeah, basically.
Like a buildup?
It's called sperm cramps. Or it was also described like a sty.
Oh.
You know where you get a sty that closes your tear duct or whatever? Yeah, like you can build a sty up that closes your sperm duct.
Is that from
duct.
Like non-usage?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you have been married for like 18 years.
Use it or lose it.
Right?
Well, I got home from vacation work. I can't call it vacation because she gets mad when I leave anyways. No. I'm like, I'm going to work. Yeah, the fuck you're working?
Yeah, we're just, you know, watching
Ice
Cube.
Yeah.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Yeah, I sent her a picture of Ice Cube during a work meeting, and she's like, you call this work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid.
Yeah, my check's still coming in.
I'm getting paid.
You know.
So I mean, I could see it non-usage. I mean, like I said, you've been married, what, 18 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, 18 years of marriage, I mean, it's
a little over
usage.
17.
A little over 17. That was close. But, yeah. Non-usage.
Like, you got to utilize this place, right? I would assume.
The what?
The place. Jack Shack.
The Jack Shack.
I'm
you don't
not
come in
jerking
here
it in here.
Why? You
Unless
can't jerk
it. You feel better, but you should be.
I mean, and why? If you were, how? Why would you be in here jerking it? Because then you're going to get everything sticky. I mean, everything
no,
in here is.
You can have the volume up. You can lock the door.
And sit?
You stand?
I got bad knees.
Oh, you lay.
You lay down.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. I'm typically just a shower guy anymore.
Yeah, it's easy clean
up. Yeah, easy clean
up. My problem is I can't find motivation in the shower.
You do your own laundry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots of days. Right. Yeah, there's lots of days where Tasha's like, hey, kids, can you run a load of laundry while I'm running to the store or whatever? Yeah, we don't fucking need none of that. Yeah. All right?
Why did dad's...
Why are his hand towels standing straight up?
Why do these socks stand up on their own? Oh, fuck.
There's mushrooms in them. What's going on? Nah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Common causes testicular pain, injury, infection, or swelling of the sperm ducts or testicles, twisting of the testicles that can cut out blood supply.
It just went from bad to worse.
Is it normal to have slight pain in one testicle? My right testicle is... like a fraction of a centimeter bigger than my left. I've always said it just jokingly. Right. Now it's official.
It's official.
Because I thought you're right. The right side was the power side. The left side was the aesthetic, right?
What?
Like, lefty is just slacking in, like, the production part of it all.
So, examples include trauma, tight pants, underwear, jogging, tight underwear, jogging, bicycling, or decreased blood flow. From prolonged sexual arousal. I've never done the blue pill, so it's never been prolonged.
It barely lasts just long enough.
It's just long enough.
But here was yesterday the boxers I was wearing are a little older and loose.
Okay.
And when I stood up, like I had to unroll them, like they had rolled up. So I don't know, maybe that was part of it thinking too.
Kind
of
sent it up and held there.
Now I'm really mad at myself if that was the case, because I do have those ball pocket boxers.
It's been like
Are those good?
Oh, they're
yeah.
great. I've thought
I
about
sweat
it.
Sweat more in them.
There is more material up front. Yeah.
I sweat more in them.
Yeah. But it separates everything, so it kind of
my under the balls is what really, and it's where it separates, and I don't because now you have cloth on both ends.
Yeah.
You're cradled.
Yeah. I've thought about those ones. I've wanted to
now,
get those
comfort,
ones.
Awesome. You know, yep. Flappage to be able to pee, fantastic. Like, yep. 100%. I sweat more in them.
Yeah.
And at least the ones I have don't have the sweat-blocking wickering material like the normal boxes I buy do, where it blocks the sweat smell.
Look into those. I've thought about those, but
I think mine are like half and half because I have two different, and they're two different like textures.
I don't know. My, we got ours. I don't even know the brand. Like they were on Amazon. This was probably like before Hanes started making them.
Yeah,
and
mine are all the Hanes ones. Fucking love them.
Because I've thought about it for like the running and stuff. Because that's one of the things. I mean, because I mean, as you know,
now,
as you become
I don't
bigger,
know if
probably
I feel
have this.
I don't know if I feel the support.
Do you still get the fat boy chafe?
The chafing disappears.
Oh.
In that region. Now my thighs touch a little bit more because they're not as... I normally wear longer boxers.
They're not as long.
And those are a little shorter. And so down around in the mid-thigh will chafe.
Yeah. I can see that.
But
it makes your wang look ridiculous when you're wearing like basketball shorts. Because it kind of just pulls it out a little. And it's like hanging in this little hammock.
I've been married 23 years. Nobody pays attention to my wang. Except
you
for
don't
me.
Enjoy it?
I mean, I do, but...
I would enjoy it.
I mean, I enjoy it. You would... Whoa. Well, I mean, hey, man. Blowjob's a blowjob.
Hey,
I mean...
Oh, that's unholy.
I think I have Venmo.
I'm cheap.
What gas station to get that fancy fucking hat out of?
I almost had this hat stolen in a mosh pit like 20 minutes after I bought it. I'm happy I brought it home. But so, before we get too much further, can we have a little moment here?
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I got you something.
Uh-oh.
But it's like one of those like.
It's for us.
Yeah, it's kind of it's like a group present for you. You can take it home later, but I definitely.
Uh-oh.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, my. Yes, baby.
I should get you there. I should get you home, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Nice gentleman. Gentleman, Jack.
I'm sad you're leaving, but I'm going to love to watch you go.
It's kind of weird, but...
Yes, he will be in a car. You need to speak up just a little bit, like, more into the mic. Yeah.
No. Now get it in good. Your mouth. Just like, you know, when you're sucking me off.
Oh, I just kind of...
Put it all the way in your mouth.
Yeah, I don't know if I need any whiskey. I'm not a whiskey guy at all. But you two may have one.
Yeah, tomorrow at noon, as soon as I'm done teaching my class, I'm driving my company rig back to Vancouver and dropping it off. And
so,
Amber's following me, and then we're just gone.
Are you going to try to do it straight through?
No, we're going to stop in Caldwell, Idaho tomorrow night. And then the next day, we're going to end up in Denver. On Saturday, and then Sunday night we'll be in Oklahoma City, and then we'll finish Monday. I'll finish into because it's Monday's the holiday. So
I'm telling you right now, I don't know if you've ever been to OKC. If you got an hour, go to that World Trade Center Museum.
Yeah,
it's fucking phenomenal.
The World Trade Center Museum's in Oklahoma City.
The Timothy McVeigh bombing. It was a federal building. It wasn't World Trade.
I do want to kind of stop there and go through that because it's
fucking,
when I was in Dallas, I had to go to the, you know.
It's fucking unreal.
Yeah.
I would go to the grass, you know, why can't I think of the fucking park?
Dealey Plaza,
yeah.
Dealey Plaza is awesome. I've been there. It's a lot smaller than you'd expect.
Yeah. But I'm sure back then it was considered a big square.
It was. And there's actually X's on the street where he was shot.
So there,
you can look at the street and there's just X's because they still drive down the street. There's just X's in the middle of the street that shows you where he was hit.
So do you have to like swerve around him? Like,
no, you can drive right over the top of him. There's just X's. Like, there's X's painted in the street that say where. Like, so here's where Kennedy was shot. Here's shot 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Do they have like the little like dead body?
No, there's just X's just right there.
That's so weird.
You go to OKC and you go in that museum, and there's a room that's a courthouse,
mm-hmm.
and you can go in and you sit down, and they go about like it was the day of the bombing. And there's a recording playing because they tape recorded all the court cases.
Right.
And it was over water weld dispute or something, like something stupid. And then all of a sudden the whole fucking room shakes and the lights shut off just like it did when the bomb went off.
So they recreate one of the most horrific, like...
And they shoot in cold air and then hot air to make it feel like... And it's fucking intense, like... I walked out tremoring. I was like it felt like you were fucking there.
I definitely might have to do that, because that's one thing we're going to... Because OKC will be there, staying the night there, and then we're leaving it in the morning and heading out. Because my plan is, you know me, I want to run a 5K in every state. Well, we're going through 6 states that I've never been to, so that I've never ran in. So I'm actually going to stop and run a 5K. In each state as we go through. So I'll hit Idaho, Utah, Wyoming,
I find it
Colorado.
Weird you never ran in Idaho.
I've
you've done runs in like Montana and all
but
around
But I've just
it.
Never done one in Idaho. Huh. And so I'm going to hit Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma. There's another one, Utah.
Had your idea of fun in the actual Webster's Dictionary version of it. Or two.
I'm trying to do math.
So I'm going to do 6 5Ks. That's 30... kilometers.
Roughly 18 miles. 19 miles.
Over 3 days.
Oh.
But I mean, I've done... Yeah, I'm doing an ultra later in October, which is 30 miles.
But you can just like run from here to Fairwood and be all right? Like you have to do it in each state.
Because I want to do one in each state.
He's saying he wants to do... Right? Just like if you wanted to jerk off in each state...
Yeah.
You couldn't jerk off on the way from here back to your house in Fairwood.
And count that as California.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Because I've already done, I think, and I really only have 7 states, so that's 6 states. I'm almost going to double my list.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever ejaculated in another state.
I have.
Oh, yeah.
Hawaii, Montana.
Train or the Greyhound bus.
Oh, I have done that in Idaho. I have ejaculated in Idaho.
Yeah, I definitely blew one up in that hotel in Vegas last year.
The Greyhound bus on my way to Minnesota.
And in Montana. Never mind. They're all coming back.
But they've all been alone, haven't they?
Huh?
They've all been alone, haven't they?
Yeah.
I'm saying I've done it in multiple states, but I wasn't alone. Just saying.
Mine's a combination of both.
It is a combination, but I mean, I have.
Was she like sleeping next to you?
Yes.
Or like another room? Or like...
Double Dutch rudder.
It's like, haven't you heard my joke? That's what I call the secret swirl. It's where I jerk off next to her and try not to wake her up.
I've done that.
The super secret swirl is where I use her hand.
Fuck.
That's assault, brother.
Yeah, only if she wakes up.
No, it's assault either way. You're just caught.
Nothing's illegal or moral if you don't get caught.
Is it assault? Well, I guess it would be assault. It's just not like...
sexual assault.
Yes.
But you're married, so it's just like
you can still sexually assault your married... Your,
that's still sexual assault.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just because you're married, I mean, I know this isn't the 50s. Just because you're married doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want to your wife. I mean, in the 50s, it did.
Well, I don't even think I ever want to get married. That's not the case.
Yeah, no. Just because you're married.
What the hell?
There's a lot of people that are like, oh, you're married. You can. Yeah, it doesn't mean you. Yeah, she loses free will.
She doesn't just have to say yes. She
can still say no.
I mean, if you
want to
get married in Somalia, you're good, buddy. She's yours.
Colombia? They're way hotter over there.
Yeah, but most of the Colombian bitches will stab you.
Yeah.
I'm willing to risk that.
I mean, they've...
to be her boss for one night, I'll take the stabbing.
I don't want to get HIV like that.
And see, a Brazilian woman will just bend you over and fuck you, so...
And then, rob me and steal my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, man.
And he'd be all for it the whole time.
Speaking of Brazil, those motherfuckers are so fun to party with.
Really?
Yeah. The Brazilians that work for the... actually, all of LATAM that work for Monster. Holy...
I think we got into something with someone from Chile one time. Like, one of the days.
Possibly.
At that, like, weird little club thing. Like, he came over for a little bit and kind of left.
Oh, maybe.
I was hammered.
Dude, they don't even give a fuck.
Well, I would hope
not. They're smoking in the warehouse in Corona. Oh. Nobody says a fucking word to them.
They're out of country. There's a lot to do what they do.
L.A., they're in the hotel just walking down the hallways smoking. Fuck.
Oh, the balls.
Yeah. Doing fucking chants, you know. Ole, ole, ole. Yeah.
Get party. Go.
Those dudes are something else. They're like, come to Brazil, Matt. Come to Brazil. I'm like, fucking pay my way.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm there.
Stuff me in your carry-on.
Yeah.
I would love to go out of country, but not Canada or Mexico. I feel like it's just too... Mexico would definitely be like a culture shock. But I feel like Canada is just like Idaho light or like Montana light. And I went to Montana and it was super boring. And I assume that's what like all of Canada is. So I don't
we just lost
there.
All our Canadian listeners.
Sorry.
I love Canada. And it's not a culture shock per se.
Sure.
At least north of Washington. Right? Okay. If you get into like Montreal and Quebec where it's French Canadian.
Yeah.
That's above like Michigan and
New
stuff?
York and
yeah. Okay.
Toronto's like above Buffalo. That's why they were talking about the Buffalo Bills moving to Toronto and not losing their fans.
Oh, God. A
couple years ago. Yeah.
They have fans?
They'll get you up there.
The Bills.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, they're just... You want to talk about a team that's had more heartache than the Seahawks?
Oh, yeah.
We have more Super Bowls than them.
Yeah.
And didn't go to four yet. They went to four in a row. But you get into Vancouver... One, Canadians are just nice. It's just, it's not a stereotype. It's fucking just true.
And they have better soda.
I
will only drink Canadian or Mexican fucking Coke.
Yeah.
Mexican Coke's the best.
Well, Canadian's the same. It's just.
Is it?
Yeah.
But
they have different flavors. They have flavors they don't have down here. Like totally fucking weird ass, like Coke flavors.
So does Latin America. We did the Coke around the world thing down in Orlando. And you got like the smorgasbord. And. The one from India was weird, but the one from Brazil was like this crazy Fanta kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had an Indian Coke in March doing a reset, and the guy had him in his cooler, and I was like, oh, what's this?
Yeah.
He's like, I have it sent from home and sell it here. He's like, here, one.
Was it like red labeled Coca-Cola from there?
It was like a purple and red can. Maybe the 8 ounce or the 6 ounce little fucking can.
Oh, okay.
The mini cans or whatever you want to call them up here. But you get, anyways, Canada, you get up to like Granville Street.
Uh-huh.
Dude, so much fucking fun.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So much fun. We used to go all the time when we turned 19.
Yeah, because
probably
you
once a month.
Because you can drink up
yeah.
there. Yeah.
They raised it though, didn't they? They went up 21, but I mean, not that it mattered.
After
a
certain year, it was raised.
We're old, so it doesn't matter. I mean,
yeah,
but yeah,
I think it's only raised for Americans, to be honest with you.
Thanks, yeah, that's great. Yeah,
but
fuck these college.
And you can get code. You can get Tylenol with codeine.
Yeah,
the 333s.
Right, the Tylenol 3.
Yep.
Right, sign me up.
Amber won't let me have those because I'm allergic to codeine. So if I have codeine, it's like cocaine to me. I just start climbing walls. I'm like,
cool. Sign me up.
Okay, when we saw fucking John Jones come out
on
stage at our meetings last week, I bumped the person next to me and I go, I'm telling you right now, if he's there tonight partying with us, the first thing I'm doing is a bump with him. And he goes, you do cocaine? I'm like, nope, I will. I said, John Jones has lost 3 fights in the UFC and all 3 of them was because he failed a drug test due to cocaine. After the fight, I said, I am doing a bump with that motherfucking guy. Yep. And when he gets the loss in November, I'm going to be like, that was with me.
That was my fault.
Yep.
But how, like, you have to probably have a massive amount of cocaine for it to show up in a drug test.
No, so they're drug tested on Thursday at weigh-ins.
Okay.
And then drug tested immediately after the fight.
Oh.
Friday night, after you make weight, they go out and party to put that cut back on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Drinking, you know,
all that quote unquote water.
Yeah.
You know, laced with vodka and
cocaine.
Yeah. I mean, it's out of your system within like 2 or 3 days, but I mean, it's still 2 or 3 days. So yeah, after the fight, you would
see that's wild because it's out of like your sensory in what, 20, 30 minutes. Yeah.
But it's like weed. Weed's out of your sensory in, like, what, a couple hours, and it'll pop up, like, 3 weeks later.
Oh, I've had it for 9 months later. I was still pissing dirty 9 months later.
How much fucking weed did you have in your system to still be pissing dirty 9 months later?
Like 10, it's like, 11 years.
It's like one of the workers that I had at one of my old companies where all of a sudden I like warned him. I'm like, hey, by the way, you're going to go to this job next week and you're gonna have to pee. And he's like, oh, I'll be fine. No. Freaking no. Thursday, he fucking pisses dirty for cocaine. And you're like,
wait, hold on.
He's you're like, oh, I did some cocaine over the weekend. It must have still been in my system. How much fucking cocaine did you do that it was still in your system on Thursday?
That's wild. No shit.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway.
He may have had a baggie up his ass and it exploded.
I mean, I might have.
He forgot about
that. At the fucking air. I think somebody got cavity searched.
Ooh. No way.
On Tuesday at SeaTac.
Oh, shit.
So I go through. Hands up, do the machine fucking thing.
No abnormality.
No, I'm good. And then I go over and I'm getting all my... I have four bins because I had to take my fucking sleeping machine.
Yep.
And then you have to have a separate bin for your iPad. And you got to have, you know...
Your backpack.
That's why you have the pre-check. Just go right through.
Yeah. Fuck. So...
So fucked.
So I'm sitting there putting all my shit back together. My shit back in my backpack, blah, blah, blah. And a guy goes through and he's like, hey, I need you to go again.
Uh-oh.
So he steps back and he comes again. And he goes, one more time. And he comes back out. He goes, I need you to look at the screen here. He's like, you see that red? He's like, that's your ass, and there's something there.
Oh, no.
He goes, we're going to need to patch it down and maybe take it further.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, I got to go.
Yeah. I had to pop popcorn. Show us the butt plug, man. Just
the guy turns around. He's like, thank you.
Right. It's one of the little G vibes.
See, that's why I have I have a Twit card, so I can do pre-check. Yeah. I basically walk right through.
So you're going to be my drug mule next time.
Well, no, I still have to go through the, like, test, but usually it's just the, yeah, it's, so I don't have to take off shoes, I don't have to.
I fly, like, 3 times a year, not necessarily worth it yet.
And see, for me, it's one of those, because I have the Twit card. The Twit card isn't for flying. I have it because it gets me onto the refineries and into, like, the Port of Seattle and all those places. But because it's a higher security clearance than the pre-check, I can use it for pre-check.
It bleeds over to airport.
So I can use it for that.
Interesting.
Kelly, a friend of mine who works for Alaska, sent Tosh a link for reserve spot in TSA line.
You can do that?
And you end up going through the pre-check line.
Yeah.
No shit.
And, of course, my wife, being queen of memory... didn't tell me until we're 10 minutes from the airport. And so we're sitting there, like, you can do it for each checkpoint. So I think at SeaTac there's, what, 4?
Yeah.
And so you go through 4 and they're like, up, we're full.
Right.
Because they only do so many people per hour or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you went to number 2, full. Went to number 3, full. They were all full. So I didn't get to use it, but Tosh used it when she went to Tulsa both times.
Yeah, see, Amber got the TSA pre-check because it was like one of the times I'm like, well, I'm going to use my Twit card. I'll see you on the other side. Right. So I'm like 2-3 drinks in already at the bar before she even got through TSA because it took her like 45 minutes. I went through in like 3.
How are you still married?
I don't know because she's very patient.
Did chivalry really die?
She's patient. Here's the thing, though, and this is in my defense. It was one of those things. I had told her repeatedly, like, I have a Twit card, which means I can go through TSA PreCheck. You should get TSA PreCheck so we can both go through.
Right.
She did not do it. So
she saved money, and instead of you being, I'll stand with my wife, you're like, I'm going to the bar. You can play catch up
I told her to get it. She fucking didn't get it, so... It's not my fault. She didn't get the freaking pre-check yet.
Holy
shit. She has it now, though, because then she realized how... But it was one of those things in my... Also, it showed her how actually effective it is. I was through and like...
In my defense, I told her to spend the money and fucking do it.
Right.
And when she didn't do it...
That's her fault.
Yeah.
I mean, I told her to spend the money and do it. She didn't do it, so it's her fault. So why should I suffer because she didn't go through with it?
Happy wife, happy life.
You would think.
Happy spouse, happy happy house.
That too.
So. This is,
and I was happy because I was in the bar.
That's 50%. That's good enough.
God, hey, look at it this way. She had 45 minutes where she didn't have to deal with me whining about being in the airport. It was probably pleasant for her. Like a...
She also had 45 minutes where she wasn't drinking and you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much our entire life. It's where we're at right now. I mean, I'm drinking. She's not. I mean, it's...
I'll go pour her a little something. Here, catch up. You sure you don't want some? It's delicious.
Oh, no, I'm not a, especially straight. Nope. You got me fucked up.
So good.
There's, well, there's a whiskey I drink. Huh? And it's Peach Crown.
Nice.
Oh,
I mean, this is, speaking of me drinking and Amber not, Zoe's birthday party. Uh-huh. We're all doing shots because my daughter's a freaking alcoholic. But
fair.
And her husband. But I mean, she's my daughter. What do you expect? So we're doing shots. Amber's not drinking because we're all fucking just going for it. Benton's almost, he kept up with us for about 5 minutes, and then we're all going for it, and all of a sudden freaking Ray, my, you know, my 5-year-old granddaughter's like, we should all go play, you know, miniature golf.
Oh yes.
And we're like, oh, that's a great idea. So Amber's the only sober one besides the two kids, and we go.
Oh, it was a blast. So what was that you said about happy spouse, happy house?
We were fucked.
I know Amber a little bit, and I can just about guarantee you she wasn't happy.
No. We were having a blast.
Watching you drunk fucks go around the golf course while she's babysitting.
And then I run into a comedian when we're there, too. I get out of the car, and I saw Zach Ganda. And I'm like, hey, that's Zach Ganda. And he turns around like, what?
Come play with us.
Oh, I was freaking trash. We were having so much fun.
Holy shit.
You know what I still have in my freezer as we're talking about whiskey? Salted Caramel Crown.
His ex-girlfriend?
From different freezer.
Was her name Whiskey?
Yeah. Probably would have helped the relationship.
Now to the stage.
Whiskey.
She's way cuter.
You like her on your lips, you like her on your tip.
Right? But Salted Caramel. I could drink that one kind of straight. But the peach is...
Mm. Have you had the peanut butter?
The BSB?
No, not the BSB.
No, the
Screwball peanut butter.
Oh.
The peanut butter whiskey? That's good on the rocks.
I had it in a mixed drink at a bar one time.
See, all my whiskey's got to be flavored because I'm a pussy.
Yeah, it's good on the rocks. Screwball.
I don't even remember what they mix it to make it the PB&J. With
Santa?
No, it's not a soda.
It's another liqueur.
Yeah.
But I can't remember which one it is. But I mean, I've had it. It's good.
Jaeger? No, that'd be something completely different.
That's freaking black licorice.
That would be cool.
You made me throw up in my mouth right there.
God, speaking of Jaeger.
I do like BSB with like apple cider.
Oh, okay.
We went to that big Christmas light thing at Safeco or T-Mobile Park.
Oh, yeah.
And that was their drink at every place you went to was... the hard apple cider or whatever they called it. Yeah.
Really good. Amber will do that a lot. Well, if she'll like warm up apple cider.
Yep.
And then pour the BSB in it.
Interesting.
And so that became my wintertime.
Yeah.
It's like a hot toddy, but not really.
Yeah.
Because I've had a
lot weaker whiskey and
apple
instead of orange.
So the hot toddy is just a hilarious name of a drink. But I've had those, like, those mason jars, and one of them was, like, a cinnamon apple kind of thing.
That's the moonshine in quotes, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. The apple pie moonshine.
I had one little sip of it, and I knew I could be in quick trouble.
Yeah.
So I went back to a Bud Light.
My danger is peach whiskey just in general.
Really? They had that where I bought this? I found it. If it's hard to find, I found it.
This was the first year that it wasn't seasonal. They put it out full time.
Good shit. Okay.
I always hate when they do something that's really good, like seasonal, and you're like, fuck you.
Yeah. Salted Caramel Crown Royal. It's only around Christmas.
Christmas is dumb.
Savoring.
They did that with the Crown, and a couple years ago we were at Sun Lakes, and we brought it with us. We bought it a few weeks before.
Right.
And we get over there, and they're like, we sold out, and we're not allowed to get any more.
Motherfucker.
And we're like, well, what do you got? Peach Bird Dog.
That's not the same thing.
The fuck it wasn't.
Really?
Dude, $10 cheaper fucking bottle.
Same shit.
And didn't notice a whole... Ugh. I mean, we polished the bottle in about 20 minutes between me and Victor, but it's dangerous. It's my point. Like, I don't taste the booze.
The smoky, hot.
And then all of a sudden I taste the pavement.
Yep.
And that's what I was fucking drinking in L.A. last week, too.
I still can't drink Peachy Keen. It's been, what, 2 years now?
I didn't have it with Peachy Keen. I had it with Lemon Rehab.
There you go.
Just Peachy made a Keen?
Yeah.
The sugar-free monster. Oh, yeah. Because
That's all I drank was that and vodka. And
yeah, the Georgia Peach or whatever they call it. I can't have it either.
Fuck. It fucked me up, man.
Same with Monster Green. Because back when we were younger...
Yeah,
and Monster first came out, it was right around when we turned 21.
Yeah,
and all the bars had it for Jaeger bombs and spider bites.
Ew.
Yes.
So we
that's Yukon Jack, right?
No, spider bite is that. It's Azul. Tarantula tequila
Azul,
or whatever.
Azul tequila, tarantula tequila. It's all
and same thing as the Jaeger bomb. We drop it in and you know.
That was I like the spider bites.
We used Red Bull for mixing. Uh-huh. So you get a Captain Red Bull or whatever,
right.
And then all your shots were done with Monster.
No shit.
And nothing ruins my day more than breaking a can and smelling like that shit all day. I can't fucking do it.
Oh, man. See, I could put whiskey in green every day.
Yeah, I like the spider bites. I would do the Jaeger bombs, but Jaeger bombs, I'd become an asshole, bigger than normal.
It's a bunch of caffeine. Jaeger's angry already.
Well, when we used to bowl, one of the guys that I bowled with the very first year, every time I was having a bad game, all of a sudden he'd buy me what he called German Deaths. And it was Jaeger Bomb and Goldschläger.
Oh.
Woo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And nothing else. It was just a fucking shot of Jaeger and a shot of Goldschläger. And I mean, it was one of those things, but every time, like, I would do it and I would get a turkey, like, the next freaking.
I love Goldschläger. Always have. Always will.
I've had one.
I do miss bowling though.
It was...
Yeah,
we were definitely a drinking team with a bowling problem.
I didn't have a problem at bowling at all.
Oh no, we would like. I think it was every year when we had the end of year party. Like all of us were like had to be carried out of there because we'd just leave the bowling alley and go across the parking lot.
No, we went across the parking lot every night.
Yeah,
the last day of bowling when they did payouts, we always went to the casino.
Right.
Yeah.
Immediately get rid of the money.
I remember it was Tasha's first year bowling.
Uh-huh.
Was she on the team yet? Yeah, she was on the team. Like, she finished the year out. And we got paid out, and I think we got, like, $375.
Sweet!
And it was the night before rent was due.
Oh.
And
so
we
can't put it all on block.
We didn't have it. And so we were like, well, everybody's going to the casino. Fuck it. I mean, like, we're going to have to borrow rent money anyways. Like, let's just borrow the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And then that night I hit a jackpot, and I hit $1,500 on a nickel slot.
Fuck.
And of course I'm pumped, and then Tosh's like, oh, there's rent. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Let me double it first. Let me double it.
I'm like, I finally got card money now.
Like, yeah, now we can play blackjack. What are you doing?
You know. Oh, now, bowling, so the bartender from my wedding was the bartender in the bowling alley.
Perfect.
We met him through the bowling alley.
Yeah.
I didn't pay for a drink in 5 years of bowling.
That's
other than the first night.
Yeah,
because being in the service industry, like I was a bartender then.
Uh-huh.
I was working for Jay Berry's when we started bowling.
Oh, okay.
And
tipped him.
I've always been a great tipper.
Yeah.
So I'd walk in, order my drink, and leave him 20 on one drink.
That sets you up for success, doesn't it?
Didn't pay for shit.
He took that 20,
and like, then as time went on, I would go in and just get a tray for the whole fucking team and not pay for shit.
Oh, damn.
And there was many nights we barely walked out of that place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And literally, like Mike said, we would go from there, and right behind it was Vince's up in the Highlands, right?
Yep.
And we go to Vince's because they were doing karaoke on Friday nights.
Right.
And I'm drinking nothing but Hard A at the bowling alley. Oof. And then you go over there and they had $2 Miller High Life's on tap, which you could never find High Life on tap, which is my favorite cheap beer, you know.
Right.
That's my white trash gem. So, and I think it was $7 a pitcher.
Oh, dude.
You know, you save a dollar, basically.
Yeah. Oh, fine.
And so we'd go over there and 5, 6, 7 pitchers later, you know, there's many nights I... No fucking clue how
you made it.
Yeah, well, that was in the early. I know how I got home after that. It kept Tosh pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I had me a DD.
And see, for us, it was one of those, we only lived, what, a mile? We were like a
Most
mile.
Most accidents
from,
happen within a mile of your house.
Yeah, I'm surprised there wasn't any.
Within a mile of your house?
No, I was about 15 from that place. Oh. I was within a mile of Mike's house, but I didn't live there. How can you always be a mile from your house? Are you a mile from your house right now?
No. Like,
yes.
Makes sense.
Like, throughout, like, the day, you're within a mile of your house more than you're out somewhere else.
Yeah.
Today I was in Tacoma.
Yeah, but you were within a mile of your house twice.
What, when I left and when I got there?
Yeah.
Same thing when he went to Tacoma and back.
I went to Tacoma and back. I was within a mile of Tacoma twice. Yeah. When I left and when I got there.
Yeah. Oh. You just fucking broke it.
I suck at math. Damn, that's fucked.
Math? I didn't say
it's logic.
You said 90% of all accidents happen within a mile of your house. And I'm thinking it's only because you're within a mile of your house twice on your journey.
They think, the theory is, the closer you get to home,
the more you check out.
The more comfortable you are because you're like, I do this every day.
I definitely, yeah, I can see that.
Right? Now, whether it's like, you know, especially like living out in Hobart per se, right?
Yeah.
You start getting within a mile, you're like, oh, well, fuck, I can crank up the speed. Like, I know where the fuck I am.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I know there's nobody on the road.
And then a deer pops out.
A telephone pole jumps at you. You know, something.
I mean, how many times have you, like, pulled in your driveway and suddenly been like,
cool.
How the fuck did I get
awesome.
Here?
Awesome.
I do that sober.
Yeah, I know.
I swear to God,
too.
I check out sometimes and I'm like,
yeah,
I already went through Covington. Like, yeah. I don't remember.
I stopped at the red lights, right?
Like, where have I been?
Shit.
That brought up a funny story. That big heat we had, what, like, the last episode, you guys heard me bitching like a motherfucker.
It was awesome.
So me and Rhea went to the gym.
It just fell off my shorts and onto my foot. It's like, dude, that's a vicious sweat, man.
We went to the gym, and the lights about halfway down had blown due to the heat.
Oh,
and so it was four-way stops all the way down Kankakee.
Yep.
And I think it was working in green, and I went through it, and then on the way back, it was blown out. Okay. And it was a four-way stop, and I look at Ray, I go, was this one blown out when we went? She goes, I don't know. I'm like, did I just go through it thinking it was fucking green?
Yeah, it's a green light.
Possible.
Like, I don't remember anybody honking at me, but...
I didn't see red, so...
But what a nightmare. I mean, I'm five miles from the gym. Took me an hour and 15 minutes to get home from there.
Because it's one and then the other. And, then
and it was 5 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I got home from work and we left for the gym at like 3:30 or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, so by the time we got out of there...
You're screwed.
You know, and fuck the gym.
Yeah.
So I've been putting in an effort, effort. Now, don't get me wrong, I had a bad week being in L.A. last week.
Are you treadmilling, like stairmastering? Like,
we're treading, we're lifting, we're
like
crunching, the machines.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, whatever you want to call them.
No.
The universals or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, shit, we've done sled pushes,
nice.
Ropes, you know. Yeah.
Rowing machine?
Nope. No.
Blow your back up.
Whales don't. We just swim, brother. We don't need a fucking row. But I get on the fucking scale today. I've lost 0 pounds.
Do you walk around feeling like you're carrying yourself easier? Does that make sense? Like, when you, like, I would assume a year ago when you stood up, it was an effort.
It's an effort all the time. I got bad knees, bad back.
Well, I don't think it'll help.
Every seat super low?
Because my brother said something to me. Because I was like, dude, I've gained 30 pounds since I started working here. He's like, yeah, you put on a lot of muscle. I'm like, no, I've just gotten fat. He's like, but do you think you can run more than you could? And I'm like, actually, yeah, I feel less burden going up and down two flights of stairs than I did a year ago. So I'm assuming my legs are getting kind of, you know, worked up or
all
whatever.
Same.
Damn. Are you...
I'm a medical marvel when it comes to that. Even the doctor today was like, you realize you're morbidly obese. How is your blood pressure, your oxygen, your heart rate, everything?
Really? What's your resting BPM?
I don't fucking know.
But you, yeah, I would assume you're a medical marvel.
When I got sleep apnea and I had to go do the fuck, or when I had the heart attack and I had to do the whatever they call it, where they
echo something,
where they put you on the treadmill at like a dead sprint,
the stress test thing.
Yeah, the stress. I couldn't get my heart rate up high enough in the 10 minutes.
Whoa! Do you have?
And she was wondering how I was doing it.
So do you, you probably have like on the lower average of blood pressure then, right?
I don't know. My blood pressure's good. Always has been.
Cholesterol's good?
Had no cholesterol issues.
Huh.
Yeah.
So then why aren't you burning this fuel off?
I wish I knew.
Like his heart rate isn't getting high enough.
I wonder if it has to do with your thyroid.
So I did notice, I saw something about, you know, hey, don't just walk on the treadmill type deal, right?
Yeah, you kind of...
Like, set it up, and it was like, put it at a... I think it was a 4 incline at 2.5.
Okay.
Where I was doing flat at 3.5 is what my normal was.
Yeah.
And so I did that, and my heart rate went from 120, which was just below average.
Resting heart rate.
It was a little low for my age, like when you're looking at the thing on there.
Yeah.
And when I put it up at an incline at a little bit slower, I was at like 140. So I got it into the middle range.
That's wild.
A lot of times too, it's diet. Because I know for me, when I finally started losing was when I changed my diet.
Oh, I ain't doing that.
Like what you're bringing in. Because I've been eating like crap.
Well, it wasn't really, and that was the hard part, was it wasn't really it wasn't how much, it was just what.
Yes.
You know? I stopped eating a lot of the crap, and I mean, but that's the problem. But then it's kind of one of those things, you get that whole thing in life. It's like, okay, I'm losing weight, but I'm fucking miserable because I'm eating complete and utter shit that tastes like shit.
I can't afford the calories.
So my blood pressure today was 132 over 84.
Okay.
My weight was 357.
Uh-huh.
My temperature was 98.6.
Sure.
Respiration was 18.
Okay.
Oxygen saturation was 98.
Killer.
Pulse was 70, and
that's average for like my size.
And my BMI was 50.94.
Whoa, interesting. So, have you had them look at your thyroid?
I don't have them look at shit. They looked at my nuts. That's enough.
That's true.
You got to draw the line somewhere, Kevin.
I guess.
And they didn't stick a finger in his ass. So
yeah,
bummer.
I've never been checked for it. So younger. Uh-huh. If I hit the gym...
For like 2 weeks, you would notice a difference.
The last month of Tosh being pregnant with Bella, we walked every day. The old neighborhood when we lived over here in Elk Run, and we walked every day for a month. Lost 70 pounds.
Holy shit.
Changed zero diet. Never changed a diet.
Right.
Typically, if I get into the... and start doing something... Uh-huh. No problem.
You see an improvement.
For 6 months, I worked at Big Lots because it was nothing but physical. I was just doing freight and truck.
Yeah.
For 6 months, lost 150 pounds.
What the hell? How old are you?
44.
Something's not adding up. That's wild.
But it's been a month now.
You're not.
Well, 5 weeks, but a week off. So a month in the gym.
And you're not seeing a damn thing different.
No.
That's wild.
It is wild. Got to push harder.
Do you drink a lot of soda?
I don't drink any soda.
Okay. That's my... I would assume that's my... I think
I'm a monster, man. I shouldn't say any soda. I probably have one soda a day with whatever I'm eating for lunch.
Right.
I typically grab a Coke.
But you're not like at home, grab another Coke. Or, you know, after your morning monster, you don't grab...
Morning monster?
Yeah, I have them for breakfast.
Morning six.
Yeah, but the ones you drink aren't a lot of sugar.
No.
That's my problem. Because I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't drink the juice. I drink, I think it's 10 grams of sugar or something.
4 or 12.
4 or something like that.
Yeah, those aren't bad. I mean, there's a bunch of like other things going on.
Have you never seen one of those before? You were struggling with that at the beginning of the show, too.
It's just so short.
Right. But yeah, I've gained 30 pounds. Like when I got high, well,
where?
30. That's what I'm saying. It's all right.
Did you get
here
a little
now.
Kid?
I have right here. I never had this. This, that, I'm assuming, is all the sugar.
Well, where are you working now?
I install and maintain security and access control equipment.
Oh, you're still working with your dad then, huh?
Yeah. And I fucking love
him. He hasn't fired you yet?
So,
it's been close, apparently.
No.
Story time.
Yeah, skin on my teeth.
You didn't shoot at one of the customers, did you?
No. Surprisingly.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. Well, no, because where we're going, you know, they have a bunch of equipment to keep the riffraff out. And we're the ones that, like...
You're the riffraff.
Yeah, riffraff.
Yeah, you're the riffraff.
I'm the sketchiest guy in some of these places. A couple weeks ago, there was a mass layoff. And a couple of the newer people, some hired after me, got sent home.
Oh.
And then I'm looking around and I'm like, okay, so me and my brother are the only two people in this apprenticeship still. Am I the, you know, am I the survivor because of who I am? Or
nepotism.
Or cheap labor? Or a combination of both?
That's what they told me when I asked the questions. I'm like, so why am I here but not the other couple? Like,
you haven't learned a fucking
more.
Thing, have you?
Don't ask questions. Just take the fucking job and get the paycheck.
My boss. I asked my dad on a personal phone on a weekend.
Beside the point.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not asking the fucking big man why the hell he hasn't fired me.
Just take the fucking W and walk away.
Yeah.
Forget it. Why doesn't it is important?
I was friends with these people, and then all of a sudden they got fucking shithoused on a Monday, and I'm looking around. I'm like,
that's rude on a Monday.
I'm the newest hire, or I'm the second to newest hire. Why am I still here? Oh, because they were all making $10 to $15 more an hour.
And oh, that makes sense.
Money thing, not a performance thing. I'm like, oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. I love how he's very quick to point out that the performance thing should have meant he left.
I just know less. I know less than the people that.
My performance is way worse
Maybe
than theirs.
Has
Why am I
up
so here?
A little bit, because I would have never thought I'd hear Kevin admit I know less.
Oh, I know far less than a couple of the people that.
They cup the balls. I don't.
Yeah, I just hold the flashlight and hand them zip ties. But no, the job's super fun. I get to go into, like, crazy weird places. Monday and Tuesday, we were up at a water treatment facility in a little town called Carnation.
Yeah, we've all heard of Carnation.
I'm aware of it.
And then, like, there's this road, Kelly Road.
Yeah.
And then there's this random right and a gate. Go behind the gate. So it took us an hour to get to the gate, the front, like, main fucking road. And then it's another 45 minutes up a dirt road. Up in the middle of the mountains to this giant, like, I don't know if it's man-made or if it's half natural, half man-made, but a giant bathtub, and they pump water down the hill and then treat it, and then that's all the water that goes into, like, you know, people's faucets and toilets. But it's with Seattle Public Utility.
Oh, yeah.
So we do a
bunch. And did you go up to where the log cabin is up there?
The Vista House? Yeah. At Tolt Water Treatment? Yeah.
I've been up there.
Yeah. We put in... this is where I learned about this little thing. They look like a smoke detector. They go on the roof, and it's an alarm for if a window is broken.
Hmm.
Yeah. Do you know how you test that?
Break a window?
That's what I said, but apparently that's not the right answer. there's a YouTube video of this guy smashing glass. And you just turn that up hella loud and put it up next to it, and then it lights up, and the guy over there is like, oh, yeah, the alarm went off. But, yeah. So there's cool stuff like that to all the power plants, like Duwamish River. There's a big old fucking transfer station.
See, I'm not sure if I feel comfortable knowing that he's the one putting the security systems in for our fucking power.
Yeah, like if I
and throw are in our water
into one of these boxes, there's one box in particular that if I were to like go and switch one of the things off, downtown Seattle, like 3rd and Pine, all the way to pretty much Queen Anne will go down. Like, no power. So from the Space Needle to, like, Ballard.
I mean, you need to do it because then the purge starts and it's all
over.
Dude,
it would be so much fun. But
the Seattle purge.
He's not angry anymore. If he would have had this knowledge when he was still working with me.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would have fucking...
The Seattle purge has begun.
But, yeah, like, there's... You'll be walking, and the like the hair on your arms and legs will stand up because of the, you know, the 250K. So 250.
Why did I just get the thing? I'm going to see a labor and industries like email come across talking about the freaking 28 year old that got freaking electrocuted.
He was climbing a ladder with a pole.
Because he peed on the fucking electric, like, yeah, fucking wires. Not the fence. He just peed on the fucking wires.
But the most dad dares son to touch tongue to electric box like 9-volt battery.
Yeah. But the like the highest voltage we deal with is 24 volts. So we don't even deal with like power outlets. That's too much. That's high voltage shit.
Yeah, it's 110.
Yeah, we ain't fucking with that. We don't touch that shit. Nope.
Oh, that shit's fun.
It's the fun stuff.
No.
So what you tell you, don't you remember in what was it, junior high when we had all the in the science class, the plugs were on the desks, on the tables? Yeah. Yeah. We used to take like our gum wrappers and fold them up so they fit perfectly and shove them in there and watch them explode.
Yeah. Isn't that how prisoners light cigarettes?
I don't know. I've never been fucking in prison.
I started watching some prison show on Netflix where they do toilet talk.
What?
You fucking seen that? Yes.
Where they flush it or they empty out the water.
Empty out the fucking water.
Down, and then talk through
the
sewer system. Yeah, dude.
All the cells, it's like an 8-story whatever. And
so they really mean it. You're talking out your ass.
So they 100%. Bang on the toilet to say, hey, I want to talk to you. And then everybody fucking empties the toilet out and they just talk through the shitter.
I'm wondering what they're talking about, though. Just gossiping?
Gossiping. Like
planning murder?
So what I was watching, the show I was watching on Netflix was focused more on the women's floor. And it was like meeting people and having boyfriends and, you know, hey, I'm dating the convict on 4. Like,
why do we all need to know that?
You know,
now we do.
Yeah.
Calling your bitches out.
You know,
but like, have they ever met them? Could you imagine that you have this whole toilet talk with this guy? You're having this great, like, and then all of a sudden you meet him and he looks like.
At the end of the season, one of the couples got married.
Oh, my God.
Like, they both got out roughly at the same time, and they showed them getting married.
Did they have toilet wine at the reception?
They busted a couple people making wine. I can't remember what they called it, but basically just fermented fruit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know.
I'd do it. I would have.
They were doing, I can't remember what they called it, but they would take spoons and shove them down the toilet, empty the water again. Tie something on a spoon or on a string with spoons,
okay,
and then flush it and hope it made it down to the level they wanted, and then they could grab the spoons with through the toilet. That's what they were grabbing.
What the hell?
And getting there, they called them kites.
And that's how you could like move a letter or drugs or Doritos or whatever.
Yeah, they were doing food. They were doing, you know.
Bringing food to the fucking toilet?
So-and-so had commissary. Yeah. So-and-so had commissary and their buddy on the next level didn't or whatever. And
that's why you think that they would have some sort of like guard walking around like, hey, get out of the toilet. What are you doing? But no,
so
they devised an entire ecosystem.
This particular place wasn't like cells where they could see through. They'd have to go up and catch the window, but the toilet's off to the side for privacy.
Oh, so there's like a common like hangout and then like bunks.
But like solid doors, solid cells. So you couldn't the food tray slot,
right,
and then like a small 6x8 window. 6-inch by 8-inch window.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the toilet's like around the corner in the cell.
Oh, so
for privacy. Or, yeah. So unless they open the door and actively caught you,
they wouldn't have any fucking idea.
And most of them, they just let them do it because it's kind of one of those whatever.
Yeah.
They let them play in the toilet.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're not making them that big of a mess.
So.
That's wild.
Well.
That's insane.
Sir, safe travels to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're leaving. I forgot.
In about 15 hours, you will be on the road to Texas like a moron.
Yeah, I know.
Fort Worth?
How am I not surprised the guy who went to Wazoo dumb enough to move to Texas.
I think that's what the, you said it a minute ago. Happy, you know, wife, happy life.
But that's, you said happy spouse, wants. Happy house, or happy. Yeah,
I know. But
and so you're going too, which means you're happy.
I have to.
Don't fucking blame. Put happy. It on her.
I am happy. In the beginning, it was more about that she wanted to do it, and I'm like, fine, whatever. But as it's gotten closer, I'm like, you know, I actually want to do this.
Well, good luck.
But
to
I
you.
Will not be a Dallas fan, and I will not be a Houston fan. Fuck both of them.
I don't mind. Texans.
That's just because they suck.
They're at a different conference. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But Houston Astros, I already told Amber, I mean, if the playoffs happen and the Houston against the Mariners, I'm going in full, like, Mariner regalia. I'm going to look like a Mariner fan walking into Minute Maid Park.
I thought you were going to get one of them, like, 50-50 jerseys.
No, fuck that. Like, fuck Houston.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
I'll fucking live there, but I'm not rooting
for
their
basketball
fucking teams.
Again?
Fuck them.
You get basketball again.
I was never a big basketball fan anyway.
Spurs, right?
No.
Houston Rockets.
Rockets,
that's right.
The home of Hakeem Olajuwon. So, for the last time, at least in a long while in person.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, it was the first time in a long while in person.
It was.
This is the last time I was here.
Hilarious. So with that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.